The Bush administration, though, is not taking the Iraqi letter at its word. A White House statement this evening called the letter to the United Nations a tactical step that will fail. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne has that part of the story, and he joins us. Don, why wouldn't the White House be encouraged by this move from Iraq?
The White House simply doesn't trust Saddam Hussein. The administration sees this as actually quite typical behavior from him. They have called it a delaying tactic, a ploy. They say it fits a pattern of behavior that he's exhibited over the past dozen years or so. And that while, yes, indeed, weapons inspectors should go in, there's no certainty that they'll be successful. And the White House is convinced that this is part of a cat and mouse game that Saddam Hussein is playing. The statement out of the White House tonight says that the UN Security Council needs to decide how to enforce its own resolutions. Regardless of what Saddam Hussein is doing today, there are still all those resolutions that he has violated, and the UN needs to step up.
And the U.S. wants more than just weapons inspections in Iraq, isn't that right?
Absolutely. If you recall the speech the president made at the United Nations before the General Assembly just this past Thursday, he ticked off this whole litany of things. He said, and I'll paraphrase here, but he said, if the Iraqi regime wishes peace, it will end all support for terrorism and act to suppress it. If the Iraqi regime wishes peace, it will cease persecution of its own civilian population. If the Iraqi regime wishes peace, it will release or account for all Gulf War personnel whose fate is still unknown. So all of those things and more that I'm not listing here were wrapped up in this list of demands. And the sense you get from the White House is that Iraq had to come into compliance on every one of those things. And this is just one step, and a step that they don't trust today.
So what's likely to be the next move from Washington on this issue?
Look for the president to continue to sell it. The reaction we got tonight, he is going to be taking out across the country, trying to make sure that the public support is still there for some sort of action against Iraq. Polls show that about two-thirds of the public support the administration on this. So he will be talking about it. He is going to continue to try to lobby Congress and pressure them to give him some open-ended authority so that when he does decide to move, should he decide that military action is the way to go, he'll be ready. And they're going to continue to work it at the UN, though the sense tonight is that it becomes perhaps a bit tougher of a sell up there.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Don, thanks very much.
My pleasure.